got no bleak mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hi, kids. This is Bleakin at CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. Once again, this evening, it is weekend before a bunch of us head down to the block party in Seattle. So I have nothing related to that I know of tonight. So don't worry. I have in front of me here Ferdinand Krewitt, born in Dusseldorf in 1942, is a multimedia artist and poet who has produced many seminal films and sound works for radio and television. In particular, throughout the 60s and 70s, his works Apollo Vision, 1969 and 2005, and Campaign, 1972, 73 through 2005, exhibited in collaboration with BQ Gallery, ranked today as outstanding documents, artistic documents, of these spectacular events in the history of mankind. Now, Krewitt created the work Apollo Vision whilst in America at the time of the moon launch, so his aim being to compose a work of perception derived from all information he gathered on radio, television, and newspaper about the Apollo 11 launch. He describes these films as build-ton collage. Sound picture collages, and in parallel, Krewitt developed concrete poetry, radio pieces composed of noise and soundbite samples and publications. Now, we're going to be hearing Apollo America from Ferdinand Krewitt. And his works are an attempt at communicating an idea of listening to something that constantly surrounds us on short, medium, and long-wave frequencies. His politically engaged and avant-garde approach was influenced by aesthetic and conceptual currents in constructivism, new music, beat generation, and pop. So, being that this is, you know, the timely week of the Apollo 11 40-year trip to the moon, and, in fact, there are several snippets of Walter Cronkite in this piece as well. We're going to be listening to Apollo America for 22 minutes here on CITR's Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Today, 9:32 a.m. Eastern Time, liftoff.
Today's liftoff.
Today, 9:43, into Earth orbit, 12:16 noon, on the second Earth revolution,
8 o'clock Houston time, 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time,
6 o'clock, 5 Central Time, 3 Pacific Time.
Today the moon is the target.
Today, we proclaim that we are proud to share the family of man with Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin, and Michael Collins.
Tonight, we honor three very brave men. These three great men we honor tonight.
Millions on TV.
Pride in the start of man's first voyage.
Landing on the moon.
There's sunshine, there's earth shine, and there's darkness.
There are footprints on the moon, and they are there because of the blood, the sweat, and the tears.
Footprints on the moon.
Footprints belong to each and every one of you here,
all of all Americans.
These footprints are a symbol of the true human spirit.
The footprints that are on the moon today belong to the people of today. The footprints on other planets belong to you, the people of tomorrow.
No dose, get it today.
On the moon.
Americans on the moon.
The moon.
Welcome from the moon.
For a moon picnic.
The moon is 226,970.9 miles from the Earth.
The planet Moon.
And the moon giveth her light by night.
Tonight.
Special report. NBC News presents Apollo. A journey to the moon.
Rest period on the moon. First step out on the moon around
The land on the moon or step out on the moon.
Stepping down on the moon.
Back from the moon. The men have landed on the moon. They have walked on the surface of the moon, and they have now left the moon in their moon machine.
Moon landing, WNEW-TV, New York, New York. WNEW-TV, New York, New York. Three-dimensional photos and sounds. Fantastic collection. Moon landing.
12.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Nixon, the Vice President of the United States and Mrs. Agnew, the Apollo 11 astronauts and
what
Mrs. Nixon.
What fine men,
Mrs.
what human examples to the young America.
Thank you for your belief in the American system.
Our American heroes,
America has millions of Americans
in the American system.
And we can be
America's astronauts.
Three Americans.
Proud. All of America.
Millions of friendship for America.
Apollo.
Watch it.
Our television generation.
And President Nixon watches.
See it from liftoff to splashdown.
Join us for the history-making blast
of the journey of Apollo 11 on the eve of Apollo
11.
Yes, at 2 a.m. Monday,
while the Apollo men were starting back for Earth, the transit authority had trouble getting people from the Bronx or Queens into Manhattan.
Man will walk on the moon. Don't sleep through it. No.
Test of the emergency broadcast system.
Spectacular special. Man's first step upon the moon. This week in TV Guide.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you.
The moon. Travel across the void 230,000 miles.
Go ahead, Mr. President.
Bell Telephone Network, Western Electric, Bell Telephones. We also help make the network that carries the longest, long-distance
telephone call ever made from the White House.
I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Go for extra vehicle activity at 9 p.m. Step out onto the moon at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time.
When man first steps on the moon, he'll carry a special breed of batteries, a power source designed for space-age use, like today's ever-ready Golden Energizer. Ever-ready.
Code A09er, all systems go.
Men's countdown.
Years.
We have learned to fly, let's first.
Swim now, like a fish, even reach for the moon.
For all mankind.
Rest of mankind.
To all mankind.
How do you feel about the fact that we got there ahead of the Russians?
All mankind.
In mankind.
All mankind.
To all mankind.
Mankind has made a giant leap.
Giant leap
for mankind.
2000, on this earth, have visited new worlds. In the year 2000, I know this will happen. As I look forward and dream about that future, I hope that we can go to the new worlds together.
What a world we can create.
Five, four.
In the building.
beginning, God created the heavens.
What Apollo has begun?
The mission began with the traditional
of the new age. Beginning of an era when man understands the universe around him. And the beginning of an era when man understands himself.
Lord God, our heavenly Father.
Mr. President and Mrs. Nixon, Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Agnew, Mike and Mrs. Collins, Buzz and Mrs. Aldrin, Neil and Mrs. Armstrong, Chief Justice and Mrs. Berger, Vice President and Mrs. Humphrey, members of the Cabinet, the Congress, the Diplomatic Corps, my colleagues, governors of 44 of the 50 states who are here with us tonight, members of colleagues, governors,
Mr. Vice President, members of the Cabinet, members of the Senate and the House, members of the Diplomatic Corps,
Mr. President, Mrs. Nixon, Mr. Vice President, Mrs. Agnew, Vice President and Mrs. Humphrey, members of the Cabinet, the Congress.
But when the Russians orbited a second Sputnik weighing a full 1,000 pounds, Americans rebelled.
A grateful America, a grateful world, salutes their accomplishments, honors their bravery, cherishes their modesty, and proudly proclaims of their achievement, and behold, it was good. We pray thee, Almighty God, thy blessing of everlasting peace. Amen.
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 And now,
history is now.
Now, seeing is believing. Indeed,
because a man's walk on the moon, we are all today new men living in a new time.
12, 11, 10, 9, 6, 5, 4.
Three Americans.
Three men.
Three great pioneers.
Three fine men and their wives.
And now, we reach the moment in the day
of commemoration of the flight of Apollo 11.
This historic day.
Through.
And now we reach the moment in the day when the nation tries in the highest way we know possible to honor these men for what they have done.
What a body we have.
And now, and
is now.
The moon now
is now.
Lift off is
and now.
Flash down is now.
Now.
Join us for the history-making blast of the moon. 5 on 5.
7.5 million pounds of thrust, a man-made holocaust to launch the greatest mission in the history of man's achievement, the epic voyage of Apollo 11.
Company with CBS News, where more Americans are following man's epic flight. Apollo 11 on CBS.
Apollo 11's flight to the moon will continue in a moment.
Get your free copy of Ronnie McDonald's official Rand McNally Outer Space Map. Ronald McDonald. Color picture of the Apollo 11 moon men at the McDonald's 1999 Jura Turnpike, East North Portland, England.
This NBC News special report has been brought to you by the Gulf Oil Corporation.
CBS News coverage of man's second day on the moon will continue. CBS News coverage of man's return from the moon will continue.
The possible dream continues.
The whole meaning of a lunar landing. Reflections on a lunar landing.
A nation's goal, mankind's dream.
Man's dreams of leaving his planet, this great dream of reaching to the moon.
Man's oldest dream.
The age-old dream of
the possible dream.
Greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
The greatest mission in the history of man's achievement.
Wild dreams of mankind.
Man's most epic adventure.
Epic journey.
Mankind's greatest adventure.
Man's greatest adventure.
Man's greatest adventure of all time.
Great odyssey.
Great moment.
Great drama.
A historic event.
Historic event.
Big event.
Monumental event.
Fantastic space event.
Unique. Moment in history.
A unique and profoundly important adventure.
The endless exploration. 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 The endless exploration.
And as you talk to us from the Sea of
Tranquility and back,
it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace
for all mankind
to Earth.
The epic journey of Apollo 11.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Precise quotation of the first
the words. The first words and sounds from the moon. All for only $5.95.
One
complete.
Small step for
man.
Mankind.
One giant leap for mankind.
No single space project will be more impressive to mankind.
Mankind.
Zero.
Understand you're ready to copy the PDI data, Eagle. Over.
Roger. PDI pad. TIG 102-33-04-36.
One small step, one giant leap. One for man, one for kind. One small step, one giant leap. One for man, one for kind.
Liftoff of Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong Drive,
Wapakoneta, Ohio.
Wapakoneta,
Ohio.
Wapakoneta,
July 20th, 1969.
Neil Armstrong, Wapakoneta, Ohio.
Switch now to Wapakoneta.
Silence as a Neil Armstrong answer.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the Earth.
Unofficial time on the first step, 109.2420.
Unofficial time off the surface at 111.37.32.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the Earth.
A man on the moon was promised in this decade.
Landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the
space program. I want to see it in its right priority.
I think it's one of the best investments we've ever made.
We should have a space program and clean up our cities.
7 o'clock on the moon, on the Earth.
It will not be one man going to the moon. It will be an entire nation.
Be a nation goes to the moon.
It will be an entire nation. For all of us must work to put him there.
American. Proud to be a member of the Apollo team. Proud to be a citizen of the United States of America. Proud to be an inhabitant of this most magnificent planet.
United Spacecraft Apollo 11.
Footprints. Mankind. Millions. Moon. Sweat. Spirit. Symbol.
Zero. 10.7 nautical miles. 7 minutes 37 seconds from ignition. 5 minutes to ignition. Gene Kranz getting a go, no go for descent.
3:30 to ignition.
1 minute to ignition.
3 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go.
Eagle
will just go away.
We got you now. It's looking good. Over.
Still looking very good.
You're looking great to us, Eagle. Roger. Eagle looking great. You're go.
Still looking very good.
Well, everything is fine. You're looking great. Looking great.
Roger. 1202. We copy it. 35 degrees. 750. Coming down to 23. 700 feet. 21 down. 33 degrees. 100 feet. Down to 19. 15 forward. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. 160. 6.5 down. 5.5 down. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward, 75 feet, that's looking good, down a half, 60 seconds, down 2.5, forward, 30 feet, down 2.5, 30 feet, 2.5 down, 4 forward, drifting to the right level, 30 seconds.
The president said the last 22 seconds before landing were the longest he has lived through.
Okay, engine stop. ATA had a descent. Both control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off.
13
is in.
Man on the moon.
Man on the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground.
Apollo 7, 8, 9, 10, and finally 11. All unbelievably perfect.
Apollo 12.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 14.
This Apollo, the Greek god of prophecy.
5 billion years ago.
5 billion years passed.
What we were trying to do, to bring this message to the world, that the United States
wants to bring peace to the world, that we can live in peace in the world, live in peace with other nations.
I really feel in my heart
that it is that spirit, the true spirit, the spirit of Apollo 11,
that America,
New York, and can all now of help. This world honors you today.
On that historic day, when the astronauts set foot on the moon, the spirit of Apollo truly swept through this world. It was a spirit of peace and brotherhood and adventure. A spirit that thrilled the knowledge that man had dreamed the impossible, dared the impossible, and done the impossible.
Let us pray.
Praise God.
Lord God, our heavenly Father,
from whom all blessings flow.
Our minds are staggered.
May he protect the moon travelers.
And our spirits exultant with the magnitude and precision of this entire Apollo 11 mission.
Oh, it was great.
And commitment seen in this project, Apollo, to inspire our lives to move similarly to other areas of need.
Typical moon tourists.
May our country, afire with inventive leadership and backed by a committed followership, blaze new trails into the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation.
The great debate about America and space is an exercise in freedom.
Choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing.
Let Brillo give you the moon.
Tonight,
Neil A. Armstrong,
Colonel Michael Collins, Colonel Edwin E. Aldrin, members of the crew of the United States spacecraft Apollo 11.
Congress to plant no other flag on the lunar surface than the American one.
So many people have done so much to give us this opportunity to place this American flag on the surface. To me, it was one of the prouder moments of my life to be able to stand there and quickly salute the flag.
City Council will hereby declare that Wednesday, August the 13th, to be a day of commemoration of the flight of Apollo 11, and that the flag of the United States be flown on all public buildings, at all places of business, and from every home in the city of Chicago.
Flag waving has reached historic proportions in the America of 1969.
To complete a journey that began thousands of years ago.
The trip in quest of peace.
This dream of reaching to the moon was given to our American people to act upon.
And the moon and the planets of Earth. And new hopes for knowledge and peace today.
There's sunshine,
and therefore,
there's earthshine, and there's darkness.
They belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me.
Good evening. We feel that this stands as a symbol of the insatiable curiosity of all mankind to explore the unknown.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night from Apollo 11.
The eagle is the emblem of the United States. The olive branch is a symbol of peace.
Peace for all mankind.
12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That is the latest on Apollo 11.
Apollo 1 would never fly.
January 27, 1967 was a day that all Americans will remember, a day of sadness and a day of shock.
July 20th, 1969, when Neil Armstrong of Wapakoneta, Ohio, first set feet.
Visited the moon on Sunday, July 20th, 1969. The first was 38-year-old Neil Armstrong of Wapakoneta, Ohio.
In 1873, on this date, the first train robbery in history took place. Jesse James held up the Rock Island Express and escaped with $3,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you join me in a toast to the President of the United States?
To propose a toast to America's astronauts.
Just look for this famous busternaut.
Let's raise our glasses to America's astronauts.
One small step for
the
start of today's game between the Red Sox and the Yankees in just a moment.
Shortly after midnight, President Nixon returned to his presidential bedroom.
And Ferdinand Krewit there and his little collage on Apollo 11 called Apollo America here. And that was a collage 22 minutes worth. It's 4 minutes to 8 o'clock here at Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We have in front of us now a CD called Terminal Sound System Constructing Towers from Extreme Records. This is a sort of a field recording kind of thing that let's do track 4 here called Alaska. We'll be right back.
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Everybody, my name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo the guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Hey there. This is Bleak in with you tonight, live on Exquisite Corpse Radio. We heard Blank Dogs in there, which I figured would go very nicely after the track by Terminal Sound System called Alaska. Love that track from Blank Dogs. It's on a couple of their releases and on a Yeti number 6 magazine called Spinning. My favorite song of the year, I think. We heard Ferdinand Criwet, That's K-R-I-W-E-T. Apollo America. Told you about that at the beginning of the show. Podcast at CITR.ca, you know. Gonna be listening to DiMuzio, Thomas DiMuzio and Wobbly now, doing something together at last. A track called Venom. Here on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Stay tuned for more fun.
What are you doing this Saturday? Tune in to Beats from the Basement, starting at 11 p.m. till whenever. Bring you the freshest in new school and old school hip-hop, funk, electro, breaks, and whatever else tickles our toes. Where are you going to find it? On your home of rad, CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up on this
Saturday. Saturday is a Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's a Saturday. Saturday is a Saturday, Saturday is a Saturday.
Beats from the Basement for 11 to 1. Blah, 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 blah.
Pencil.
That amazing track is Fantagram, Fantogram, and Running from the Cops. That's a single that's come out from Fantagram. It's new and it is spectacular. It's my favorite track of the month, and could be for a long while now. Fantagram, looking forward to whatever they're doing in the future. And let's talk about what's happening in town. This weekend, the Pains of Being Pure at Heart and the Girls and Champagne Socialists at the Biltmore. Spread Eagle at the Railway. That's all tomorrow night. Saturday, the Roots Broken Social Scene, Plants and Animals at the Virgin Fest. That's at Deer Lake Park, Burnaby. Hightower and Bogus Tokus at Cobalt. And the Magician will be at Funky Winker Beans. That's Saturday again. Sonic Youth and Jarvis Cocker and Metric at the Virgin Fest at Deer Lake. Also this weekend you got the Capitol Hill Block Party in Seattle, which a few of us will be at. A few of us from this very station. And it's got a nice list of things going on, but includes the biggies, Sonic Youth, Jesus Lizard, Built to Spill, The Gossip, The Thermals, and a bunch of other bands. So that's going on there. And here we are at 8:30 on CITR Radio. This is Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show. Don't you know? Let's talk about, let's go back into our Olympics news as we do these days. Our countdown to the festivities. This article from the Vancouver Sun on Tuesday by Daphne Bromham writes, "Go out the window to create a seamless 2010 circus. Proposed Vancouver City bylaw takes dead aim at anyone who might express a contrary view or protest during the Winter Olympics." This sounds like a crackpot article. What else does it say? In the flush of bidding for and winning the right to host the Olympics, nobody talked about how staging them might mean limiting civil liberties. It's only now, with 7 months until 2010 Winter Games begin, that organizers and compliant politicians are revealing plans to make it more difficult to exercise our fundamental constitutional rights to free speech, peaceful assembly, and free expression. Well, it's part of the spirit of the Games, isn't it? For months now, police have been knocking on the doors of known activists and tracking them down in our neighborhoods to chat about their Olympic protest plans, but that's only part of it. The article says, you might remember last week we had a guest who experienced that very type of chat that she's writing about here. Daphne Bromham goes on, an omnibus bylaw that staff insist is critical to the success of the Games goes to Vancouver City Council today. That was Tuesday. The bylaw relaxes rules for Games-related events, limits free expression and speech in public and private spaces, and grants sweeping discretionary powers to Mayor Gregor Robertson and City Manager Penny Ballam to do whatever is warranted, necessary, or desirable. Those are quotes. To ensure the Olympics' safety and security, quote, safety and security, unquote, and, quote, protection of commercial rights, unquote. It also claims none of this is intended to impact political expression or the right to lawful protest. That might not be the intent, but it may be the result. And rather chillingly, we may never know whether any of this is legal because there's little time left for anyone to initiate a court case against these rights-challenging changes before the Olympics begin in February. Here she writes, are some examples of what's in the bylaw. And here's what she claims. It would allow the right to search anyone and their bags at any of the six designated city sites. Those include the Vancouver Public Library's main branch, the Roundhouse Community Center, Queen Elizabeth Theatre, and David Lamb Park. It also would prohibit anyone at the city site who would cause any disturbance or nuisance interfering with the enjoyment of entertainment on city land or other persons. Neither nuisance nor disturbance is defined, and the bylaw isn't clear whether police or private security will be enforcing the rules. The bylaw grants authority to install closed-circuit cameras and set up airport-type security at all city sites. You know what that means. Metal detectors. To ensure that the inevitable protests will be quiet ones, megaphones, amplification devices, or anything that makes noise might interfere with the celebrations are banned at city sites. Only signs licensed by the city are allowed at city sites. And city-licensed street performers won't be allowed along the designated Olympic corridors, celebration sites, or near the venues. They will just have to find somewhere else in the city to entertain. And because heaven knows, they might say or do something undesirable. Like scratch themselves? What? Only VANOC-approved performers will be in the high-traffic areas during the games. No leaflets, pamphlets, or flyers with commercial content can be distributed at the celebration sites along pedestrian corridors leading to Olympic venues or streets in the immediate vicinity of the venues. The aim is to create a halo effect. That same thing as a chilling effect? Reducing the potential for so-called ambush marketing by companies that aren't game sponsors, according to the staff report to council. According to the staff report to council, yeah. But it's not clear who will be determining what is commercial and what is political. In addition, the city manager would have the power to make other rules if warranted for the sites. No vehicles on city streets. Buses are exempt, but VANOC has already purchased all that advertising space. That was forward-looking of them. Construction hoardings are expected to be targets for an increased number of protests and graffiti, which the report describes as a nuisance and an eyesore. Both must be removed immediately or the city will move in, clean up, and charge the owners. This is to ensure that, as the report says, Vancouver, quote, puts its best look forward for the games. The bylaws preamble says the aim is to create a fair and reasonable balance between the rights and privileges which citizens of the city customarily enjoy, and enhancing and securing the 2010 Winter Olympics. So, but as the BC Civil Liberties Association President Robert Holmes said Monday, when they put all of our rights in the balance to create a circus, then they really have gone too far. So there's the Crackpot article from Daphne Brahman from the Vancouver Sun on Tuesday. I'm usually getting all my sources from mainstream newspapers so that there's no... so it's not to appear too screechy, and this is my vow to VANOC and the Vaisu. If I know or hear of any violent individuals who are planning to do something awful during the games, that I will definitely contact the appropriate officials and definitely have that stuff thwarted. I think, like we mentioned last week, it was usually some crackpot working alone that ends up doing something. Anyway, so little bit more, a little bit of the Olympic news again from Exquisite Corpse Radio. There's also a little article on page 13 of the Georgia Strait this week, and I think there's something in the Courier as well. I'm not sure. So as Descent goes out the window, let's hear a track from, what the heck did I have? Well, let me just...
I said, but...
Mind of his own business. I always liked him.
He understands that.
Excuse me.